Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. We're here with Imran Rasby, I go by Raz, and my son Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney. And we own Higher Ground Financial Group, Higher Ground Legal. We do trusts and taxes and all sorts of fun things that you may not want to think it's so much fun, but that's why we're here, to help you get through it.
But then as a tax attorney, I really do enjoy talking about taxes, and I'd be happy to break down what we can save you on, how much we can save you on taxes, and how to increase your income in retirement.
And you know what I found really interesting is we actually have several CPAs and accountants as clients. So they're in the tax.
We even have some financial advisors as clients.
Yes, because we do things a little bit differently. And even though you may be a CPA or an accountant or financial advisor, we have a tax attorney that really likes to look at the law, the math behind it, and try to find loopholes and ways to save you money. And not just a little bit now, but over your whole lifetime.
And don't sell us short of it. We don't just have one tax attorney. We have now three tax attorneys and growing quickly. Yeah. And we have several advisors to be able to help as well. But you can certainly go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and take a look and talk to us. We'll be happy to talk to you.
The thing is, you don't know what you don't know. And that's important, to find an expert in the field so they can tell you what you don't know. And then you might be able to find ways to save a lot of money.
Now, we have this new tax bill that was passed recently. The Trump administration was able to finagle the votes from the House and from the Senate, and it was really close, but J.D. Vance was the tiebreaker, so it was 51-50 in Senate, and then the president signed it. So what does this really mean? How does this affect you, especially on the retirees? There have been a lot of political discussion about, oh, this is amazing, or this is awful.
It's only for the rich. It's only for the rich.
Yeah, or there's things about Medicaid or whatever. So I'm going to assume for a minute that a lot of you listening to this program are not using Medicaid, not on Medicaid. So whether or not you like those provisions, they don't specifically affect you. So what does affect you specifically as somebody preparing for retirement, somebody that has a couple million dollars saved for retirement? How does this help you or hurt you? Well, for most of those clients, most of our clients, it's going to be quite a bit of a help. And the reason is, the primary reason is, the tax brackets do not get worse. They stay the same.
Yeah, because they were scheduled to go up tremendously. In fact, many of our clients were looking at a 30 to 35% tax increase on their tax brackets.
But that's not happening anymore. And so there really is no, there's no bracket that got worse. They all stayed the same. Some of them got better because of these extra deductions. So we'll talk about those. First of all, the standard deduction went up. Everybody's eligible for that. Then you have the bonus deduction. If you're over 65, not only do you get the normal senior deduction, but you also get an extra $6,000 per person, even if you itemize, which is really cool. Now,
and that kind of to offset the taxes on Social Security, because he promised to get rid of the tax on Social Security.
So you heard that campaign promise. There was no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. Well, the tips and the overtime, they made it into the bill. There are some limitations, but they are specifically mentioned in the bill. So if you have a lot of tip income, or if you work a lot of overtime, you can certainly call us and we'll talk to you. Again, it's riskfeestaxes.com. We'll explain to you the provisions there, how that works. But the Social Security, no tax on Social Security, that could not make it into the bill as such. And the reason is, for a reconciliation bill that had only 51 votes in the Senate, you're not allowed to change Social Security taxation. It's not one of the allowed things. So they had to keep the way that Social Security is taxed the same, but they were able to add this deduction for everybody over 65, regardless of whether they're on Social Security or not.
Except there is an income limitation.
There is an income limitation. So it goes up to $150,000 for a married couple. And then it starts to phase out for the next $100,000 or so of income.
And don't worry, if you're single, you know, we can help you as well, but just most of our clients are married. So we're talking about those. But there's a lot of new things, a lot of changes, and a lot of things that will affect you that are actually positive. And it's not just a tax break for the rich. You know, no matter what some of the pundits say, it really does help a lot of people in the middle income and lower incomes, because I mean, one of the things for lower income is the PMI is deductible now, the private mortgage insurance on your house. So it allows people that have less income that can't really afford a house to be able to get in. You know, you pay the PMI, but you now can deduct it in your deductions, which is nice. And then there's the standard deduction is also much, much higher, which really allows you to get into a lower tax bracket. So one of the cool things is, you know, everybody's worried and stressed about, well, I only have time this year to convert to Roth because the rates are going to go up. My tax brackets will go up by 30% or 35%. So I have to get the Roth conversion done. Well, good news. The brackets have kind of stayed the same, but because of all the deductions, you can actually convert more than you thought you could.
Yeah, if you're in the 12% bracket, instead of topping out at $96,000, when you count the standard deduction, it's now $143,000. So that's a huge increase. You could convert, maybe let's say you're in that bracket, right? You're making about $100,000 a year and you have $500,000 to convert still in your IRA. You could do $50,000 a year for the next 10 years and you basically would be paying 12% on all that money. You're not going to go into the 22% bracket. Now, I say 10 years, but really a lot of these provisions do expire in 3 years, 5 years. Some of them say they're permanent, but they're probably going to be changed at some point. What we're pretty confident on is that they don't get any worse for the next 3 years because that's during the rest of the administration. But some of them will probably stay on longer because nobody really likes to be the person that raises taxes. So even the Democrats don't always think that they're going to win more votes by raising taxes. So keep an eye on it. We'll keep an eye on it and tell you when it's changing and if it's changing. But at least for now, let's look at Roth conversions first. Somebody that's more right in the middle of our average client. A lot of our clients are making between $200,000 and $400,000.
Well, before we go into that, one of the things I wanted to mention is if you're in the 12% tax bracket, that means $96,950 is your upper limit. And with the full deduction of like $46,000, you can actually deduct, right? And that's $143,000. So if your income is, say, $80,000, and you don't want to do a Roth conversion or you don't have any IRA to convert, you can also sell some stock that has high capital gains and not pay any capital gains, because that'll bring you below $96,000. Anything below $96,950, their capital gains is zero.
And that's really important. So we have clients that are making several $100,000 of income, but because this is the right sources, they pay no tax on it. And it's totally legal. It's money they've already set aside in the right spots so that it is not taxable anymore.
And if you don't understand this, just make an appointment at riskfeestaxes.com. It's free. You can talk to us. We'll help you understand the tax law and how it pertains to, especially if you're thinking about selling some stock and wondering how much capital gains you're going to pay and what tax bracket you're in. We can help you resolve that issue. Now, Daniel, you're talking about Roth conversions. So most of our clients are in that 24% tax bracket, right?
Yeah, that means most of our clients, we have some that are making $10 million a year, but most of our clients are in that $200,000 to $400,000 income range, or at least they were when they were working. And so that's the kind of the bracket they're used to. And that's 24%. Going into the next bracket, they don't really want to do that because that'll be 32%, and that's a big increase. So if you want to stay in the 24% bracket, and let's say in retirement, you can comfortably live on $200,000 a year. Well, that leaves $200,000 plus the standard deduction. Now, you don't get the full bonus deduction at that level, but you still get $34,000 of deductions for being over 65 and married. That's $429,000 is the upper limit there.
So if you're making $200,000, that gives you another
$229,000
to convert.
Yeah. And that allows you to convert so much more money, so much more quickly. And you don't have to worry about things expiring at the end of the year. That's really, really helpful for those of you that are in that bracket. So when we put together a plan for taxes, we don't just tell everybody, hey, convert everything as fast as possible. It's about
strategic.
And strategic. And in fact, I told somebody just two days ago, I said, no, you shouldn't convert in your situation because it actually would cost you too much money. Yeah. So not everybody should convert to tax-free. Now, I say convert to tax-free because it's not just Roth. There's also life insurance. And prior to the year 2010, you could not convert to Roth. So the only way to make your 401k or your IRA tax-free was to pay the tax and put it in life insurance a little at a time rather than a Roth.
And you're thinking, at my age, life insurance, that seems too expensive.
If the purpose of this money in your 401k or your IRA is to leave to kids or as a legacy of some kind, life insurance is actually much more efficient. So you really should be thinking about that instead of doing Roth conversions.
Well,
maybe in addition to doing Roth conversions.
The only catch is you have to be healthy enough to qualify.
Exactly. But how much does it cost to find that out?
Zero. It doesn't cost you anything to find out if you're healthy enough to get it.
And do you want to wait till you're ready to do it? I mean, can you just do it tomorrow if you're ready?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it takes a while.
It takes several weeks. It takes a month or two sometimes to actually get approved. And even after that, you have plenty of time to make a decision. So,
and they do a really thorough check for free. And we've had in the past, we've had clients that did not know they had cancer. And we found out they had cancer. They were able to get treatment and survive and do well. So the tests are really good. And then we've also had people that, you know, thought they were really unhealthy and they got a preferred rate. It was shocking. So, you know, it's really neat to see and get that done. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, but that'll give you some options.
And then once we have an approval there, we can calculate for you, I and the other tax attorneys here at Higher Ground, we can calculate how what's the better way and how much to save the most taxes. Is it doing the life insurance or is it doing the Roth or doing some of each? And we'll really give you the math behind it. We're not just going to tell you, hey, we think this is better. We'll show you exactly why one is better than the other. And but for most people, if you're going to spend the money as soon as possible in retirement, Roth conversions are better, especially if you listen to this and you're already 55, 60, 65. If you've got a long way to go before retirement, maybe 35, 40, 45, then life insurance could start to look better because at that point, it can generate income for you in the future, not just wait till you die. But if you're in the older, in the retirement ages, and your primary purpose is still legacy, not really spending the money, then life insurance is also more efficient in that regard as well. And you know, because it's tax-free, the tax equivalent rate of return there is very, very high. And if you get the right policy, you also are not subject to any market losses, which is really, really important. That way, the averaging, the long-term compounding can work in your favor because you never go backwards.
And also, if you're going to do that, you really should have an ILIT. That's an irrevocable life insurance trust. Get it out of your state. And you can even have a spousal access provision on it. So your spouse can get it. So if you have an emergency, need the cash value, your spouse can get to the cash.
Now, that brings me up to another point because a lot of people were concerned that the estate taxes were going to drop in half when this tax cut expired. That's not happening anymore. In fact, they went up $15 million now per person, which is really cool. And they say that's permanent as well, or at least for the next few years, it's going to be permanent. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. And that's why Raz is saying, if you do have several million dollars of net worth, it might make sense to siphon off some of it anyway into an irrevocable trust. But for those of you who don't have really, really high net worth, using the life insurance in your personal estate, not inside the trust, allows you to use that cash value if you need something in the future.
But also, you know, a lot of our clients are $5, $10, $12, $15, $20 million. And there are some strategies there that are really neat. One of the things that we talked about, and we'll maybe talk about later, is, you know, if you have $10 million or more in assets, and you may not want to tie up your money in life insurance, there's a way to get somebody else to pay for your life insurance and still have that benefit and have that cash value grow without you paying for it.
Exactly. So that is something that's called
premium financing.
Premium financing. Now, it really is only available for those who have net worth above $10 million or so. So if that's you, you can certainly call us and ask us about it. But for anybody, if you have a chunk of money that is pre-tax, it's tax-deferred, it's an IRA, it's a 401k, and so on, but you want to know how to minimize the taxes on it, so please call us, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. We'll be happy to talk to you. It's free. It doesn't cost anything for that first meeting to get to know us, find out what we can do to help you. Again, our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.